Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Controversies around nativity scenes are not new, but usually they're about where they've been erected or where they've been banned in the past. But Claremont United Methodist Church pulling no punches in the statement they're making with this year's nativity scene.
Yeah, the scene depicts Mary, Joseph, and their child, the baby Jesus, all housed in separate cages, all seeming to be reaching out for each other. In the highly charged political atmosphere of 2019, there have been no shortage of reactions to the scene in Claremont. Let's go in depth now. Karen Clark Ristine is the lead pastor of Claremont United Methodist. Pastor Ristine, first of all, let's get to the message behind this very much altered nativity scene and why you felt the need to send it.
Well, this is a congregation that has had a nativity display every year for years, where they look to see who might be in peril in our world and might need to have awareness raised. There's a committee here called the Creative Peacemaking Committee. I became the pastor of this church in July, and I began meeting with that committee, and they were talking what the theme might be for this year. And what we wanted to do was use the nativity story, the nativity scene, to remind people that the Holy Family were also refugees. The Holy Family had to flee Nazareth to Egypt because Jesus' life was threatened, their lives were threatened. What if the Holy Family stood in for the people who seek asylum into our country?
So this is about the Trump administration's separation of family policy.
Well, this is a church that has been opposed to the family separation policy in previous administrations as well. They have a consistent opposition to family separation and some of the detention policies. So it goes back for years, and their displays in 2009 and in 2012 also were against detention policies.
Talk to us a little bit about the reaction you're getting to this.
It's been interesting. The first reaction we got was I just shared a picture of the nativity scene at my church on my personal Facebook page, and was surprised when that one got shared. And so that part was surprising. But what surprised me a little bit more was the content of the discourse was almost civil. It was a civil discourse on a public issue in ways I haven't always seen. Now, that's not to say that there aren't words I won't say in church that have been posted, but that surprised me too. People from different points of view are sharing scripture with one another. People from different points of view are sharing differing positions on asylum policy or other immigration policies. In some ways, it's a public discourse as a result of public theology. We don't see this as political at all. We see it as theological.
Okay, so if anyone's going to come at you and say, you know, don't get involved in this, you're a church, maybe that's the answer, that people are actually being civil when talking about it because you're a church?
I don't know if we can take credit for their civility, but I think in some ways people respond well to images. People respond, this is, on one hand, it's public art, but it's also public theology. And so here is an image, and people have begun to talk about it. And it makes us feel uneasy, too, because we revere the Holy Family. It is very difficult for us to see the Holy Family depicted as it is in our nativity, which is why it was important to me that the very same figures of Joseph and Mary and Jesus are inside the church in a more typical nativity. Jesus in swaddling clothes and not in an aluminum blanket.
Well, if you take away any of the political debate over the issue and maybe the point that was trying to be brought up by the change to the nativity scene, having the cages, were there any people who were offended just the fact that you messed with the nativity scene just in general?
We're hearing those responses primarily in social media, but also in some communications we're getting. And I guess I have seen some people say it is troubling and it is meant to be. Those are people outside of our church. But because it does, the committee who designed it have been brought to tears looking at it as well. It's an evocative image, and our hope is that the passions that are raised when people look at it transform into compassion, and that compassion can be directed anywhere. It can be directed on any issue. We hope that people hear the message that as Christians we receive from Jesus, who said, I was thirsty and you gave me something to drink. I was hungry and you fed me. I was a stranger and you welcomed me. Jesus calls us to compassion. He calls us to love. He calls us to love God and to love others and to love neighbor. And so our hope is that whatever passion people feel about the Holy Family, that will move them to compassionate acts on any number of topics.
On the opposite of that, though, did you have any trepidation before you unveiled this? Because some of these have been vandalized in the past, yeah?
And I'm going to play the I'm new here card again. But I have heard that there have been some concerns in the past. What's happened so far is I haven't been out there lately, but this morning when I was out there, someone had left a vase full of wildflowers. People will have different responses to it. And we hope that the compassion keeps people from vandalizing, certainly. But the flowers were just I received that as gift this morning, that there was a beautiful little bouquet of flowers that someone felt moved to leave.
All right, Karen Clark-Christine, lead pastor, Claremont United Methodist.